Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, you can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Check out, take out the cutest swimming pool bed and plaything for cats I've seen is right the top of the Animal World Facebook page. Really cute. If I had young cats, I'd be getting one of these to play with. It's very cool. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's our healing show, and it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Sister Linda Rasmussen is here, and Dr. Nels works, you know, mostly on animals, but humans too. And Linda works on the human animals. So when you guys call in, we're going to get right back to our callers here. and stay with the phones because, well, we actually have a nice collection waiting here. And I believe we've still got a line open, so you can get in and we'll just cruise through you guys in order. And we're in the middle of working with Maddie and Birdie, her puppy, right now. But basically, when you call in, Dr. Nels tunes into the animals, gets started there, and then Linda does the balancing for the humans. So, Maddie, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
All righty. So, Dr. Nels, we were all love training. You were busy working on Miss Birdie. So what went down? What can you share with us?
Okay. Well, as I got into it, there was, it really was quite a bit of fight or flight for a puppy to have, but there it was.
Okay.
And got that reset. I also worked on the vibration of vulnerable with her by replacing that with the vibration of, for whatever reason, gracious. So we worked with gracious vibrations for her. And then, of course, Linda's going to jump in and help Maddie get balanced, which will also help Birdie out.
All right. So you've confirmed what I was hoping you would confirm, that there was something more than usual going on in this dog's nervous system.
Yeah. For a puppy, it was really quite a bit. And
okay.
I guess what I would say is it's possible that there will be more needed than just this that we might have to get on and, you know, do an actual video call and touch points and stuff. But we'll see how this goes.
Well, and that's, Maddie, keep that in mind, because after Linda, you know, does a session for you and for Dom, and Nels has worked on Birdie, you know, we can see, you know, how she's doing. But it wouldn't hurt at all for you to do a phone evaluation with Dr. Nels after this sometime during the week, wouldn't you think, Dr. Nels, for her to connect with you?
Yeah, I would say that'd be great. You know, even just to update me on how well it's going, be wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I think that Birdie is well bred. I think Maddie found a really good breeder. I was not expecting to see what I saw yesterday, and I actually. And I had to tell them, the cases I'm seeing these days, I'm getting kind of surprised by a lot of stuff that I've never really seen it shake out this way.
Yeah, and here's something also which I'm kind of getting a vibe on, and that is that with people, we often see what I call the ancestral connection, which, you know, could be past lives, could be handed down through family, who knows, but there's a vibration that will often come in with people that's really interfering with their lives from day one. Well, I was just tuning into Birdie, and I feel that some of that has gone on somehow in her ancestral line. Something happened that she just got a hold of a vibration when she was born.
Huh? Oh, that's interesting. So this is something she came in with.
Yeah, and that doesn't make it any really all that much more difficult to solve. It's just it starts early.
All right, and is your experience, does this neuroenergetic balancing release that kind of stuff and that past connection?
Yeah, and as Linda and I both find working with people, you know, we often find that kind of connection in people as well. So yeah, the technique was, as it developed, we came to realize we can actually influence that as well.
Okay, and then you also said, though, I think you are feeling a strong connection between Maddie and Birdie. And
yeah,
that there's something going on.
Yeah,
which makes sense to me, because now, having met both Dominic and Maddie and worked with them, you know, yesterday, they are very different energies. You know, of course, they're male and female, so there's a difference there. But I can see what you're talking about now. But so we have to make sure that just means, Maddie, that we want to make sure that you stay in good balance. And but that she could really pick up on what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Because now I don't know. It might even, just to kind of explain this, Dr. Nels does a session on my animals once a month. And wasn't it just this last treatment? You had worked on Robbie, and you said, and Robbie's got all this stuff in his throat and stuff, and that I had to worry, they normally doesn't have. And Dr. Nels didn't know I was dealing with the allergy stuff, but Robbie was processing all my stuff.
Yeah, that there was that going on. Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember actually if it was this last time or the time before.
No, it was this last time. It was just a week or so ago.
Yeah.
A week or two ago. Anyway, that was right at when I was having the allergic reaction. But that's interesting. So, Maddie, are you ready for Linda to take over and do a little session with you?
Yes.
Okay. So, Linda, you are in charge.
Yes. Hello, Maddie. So I'm going to have you just think about a beautiful blue sky as you relax.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you bring into your thoughts the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve in your life. And just say, okay, when you've got that in your mind.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. And then setting that aside, focus on the word judgment, the feeling of judgment. And we're going to replace that. And we're replacing judgment with a feeling of self-pity. So we're dropping judgment and just focusing on self-pity. And we're going to replace that. And then we're replacing self-pity with the feeling of truthful, full of truth. And the number two, truthful two, are the two things in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. Your breathing is going to be an exhale, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath back in as soon as you need to, thinking truthful too.
Maddie, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken a deep breath and exhaled it all out and holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. But you can breathe in again and release it again whenever you need to. Thinking truthful two. Truthful two. Truthful two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Maddie, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And let your thoughts return to that number one thing. And that is complete. So I'm going to invite you to just keep thinking about that for a moment while I get the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of truthful. And when we get this word truthful, this is not just for you, but everybody in the listening audience. Truthful as an energy is about just knowing that sometimes we've been telling ourselves stories. They may even be stories other people told us about ourselves or about our family. And what we want to know is that we can change the story we've been telling ourselves. And so we just want to know that we can revisit any story we've been believing is true about us, and we can revisit that and decide if it is or not. So I embrace the feeling of truthful.
And Linda, just because, you know, Maddie's new at this and hasn't listened before, how should she use this affirmation?
Yeah, this affirmation is going to be most powerful today, tomorrow, and the next day. And the way to use it is at least three different times each of these days. Bring this affirmation, I embrace the feeling of truthful, into your mind and just think it or say it out loud at least three times in a row. It's good to have it written down and posted on a post-it or something so you can see it and remember it. And that helps this energy just keep getting expanded and amplified in your own energy field and really helps to keep things shifted.
All right. And how are you feeling, Maddie?
I feel good. Thank you for that.
All right. And I just before we move on to Dominic, I just wanted to ask you, I know, you know, we had a long session yesterday and got out of there late. And I'm just wondering, though, if you've noticed any difference in communicating with Birdie and stuff. And how did it go last night and this morning? Do we have improvement in what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely noticed a shift. She's much more attentive to her behaviors, I'd say. And I'm happy to report that she slept through the night. We're very excited about that.
Okay, so it goes as of yesterday when I'm there. Okay, now Maddie and Dominic got Birdie when she was about 9 weeks old. Okay, now she's 11 to 12 weeks old now, but they were still getting up two times during the night, like at 1 a.m. and then at 4:30 a.m. to take her out to potty. And I'm like, Oh, you guys, you're working way too hard. You know, it doesn't have to, she should be going through the night. So, woohoo, she made it through the night last night, huh? You didn't have to get up?
Yep, she went to bed with us, and woo-hoo. She woke up with us this morning. So, we were very excited about it.
Now, this is also, I'm talking out loud again, you guys, and thinking out loud with you, but it's now reminding me that I am seeing a pattern with these pups that I'm seeing that are so weird, have weird stuff going on. It's like when I come in and do this session, it's the first time that someone has communicated with them in a way they understand. And they start to tune in, the human really is in charge. And this is wrong and this is right. And they start to get it. And it's like there's usually a huge transformation in the relationship. The dog's like a different dog because they're tuned in and paying attention. And is that a little bit of what you're seeing, Maddie, now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Yay. And so the fact that we found out from Dr. Nels that, yeah, she did add extra stuff in this nervous system business for a puppy, I think this is all good news. So is Dominic, can you give the phone to Dominic so Linda can do a session for him?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm still trying to get my voice back. I wore it out yesterday talking to you guys all after. But other than that, we're doing
coming
good.
Over. We learned a lot.
Excellent, excellent. And it sounds like we're having the turnaround I'd hoped for, and that Birdie is way more tuned in than she was.
Yeah, I'd say so. She's looking at us more, less noises. She's actually enjoying the pen. We'll take
Yay!
It.
Yay! Yeah, we couldn't confine her and all of that sort of stuff, and had getting up twice in the middle of the night, and all kinds of. Anyway, I think things are going to go great. So, Dominic, I'm going to turn you over to Linda now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Well, Dominic, it's a pleasure to work with you, and I'm going to have you just put your mind on a beautiful blue sky, just thinking the sky is blue. And I'm going to invite you now to think of a person, setting that aside. Think of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And just say, okay, if you've got someone in mind.
Okay.
All right. Just focusing on them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on good, the feeling of good. And the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right, rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. And your breathing will be to exhale, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you feel you need one, thinking good. 4.
All right, Dominic, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled all the air out of your lungs and holding it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing it whatever you need to. Take another deep breath and exhale whenever you need to, thinking, good, 4. Good, 4. Good, 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Dominic, and with your eyes open, just tilting your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bring the person you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation. And your affirmation, Dominic, is I accept the feeling of good. I accept the feeling of good. And you're going to be thinking this affirmation multiple times, at least 3 times in a row, 3 times today, tomorrow, and the next day. And just, if you can, let your awareness come onto your physical body as you're thinking, I accept the feeling of good.
And the wording is important. So use the exact words that Linda gives you on these affirmations, everybody. Maddie's got, I embrace the feeling of truthful. And Dominic, I accept the feeling of good. And let's see. I think before we let you go, I think it's a good idea for you guys to touch base with Dr. Nails. Are they one of the ones that contacted you yet, Dr. Nails, through your website?
No, not yet.
Okay. So you go to you have his card, healingministryforanimals.com. Go there, click on the contact link, and then you can have a conversation with Nails over the phone, off the air, so that you can decide if there's more work needed. And isn't this Wednesday evening? Isn't that the class teaching the Rasmussen Reset?
It is. So if they want to get in on that, they'd want to sign up. Tell me they want to get signed up right away. That's only $10. And then you can go to the workshop Wednesday evening. If you're available 7 to 8 o'clock Pacific time, it will be a wonderful experience for you and even for Birdie.
Yeah, see, because you guys can learn how to do this reset on Birdie yourselves. Anyway, it's free if you join the group, but I suggest you guys go sign up or have a phone conversation with Dr. Nils. Mm-hmm. And then Linda, you have her card as well. And I'm just going to remind you so I can tell everybody else that's listening, Linda offers a free session off the air with her. And you can work with her personally in person at her office, the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or whatever. And that's free. And working with her on the air like this doesn't count. So, Dom, both you and Maddie, you could call and do a session off the air with Linda if you'd like to. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, we'll look into both of those.
All right, great. And then I want to hear from you sometime this week and an update on how things are going. But I'm so happy you made my day, that you guys got to sleep through the night, didn't have to get up, that she's staying in her pen and she isn't screaming and having the temper tantrums. And if any, she even looks at you cross-eyed, I want you to call me, okay?
Absolutely.
All righty. Okay, you guys, enjoy and stay cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All righty. We got more phone calls to do, but let's take care of advertisers, and then we're coming back. Roberta, you're next, and then Julie. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon. And every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, I think we are going to try to catch up on phone calls here and not mess around. Let's just go straight to the phones. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we are going to go to Montana and welcome Roberta. Good morning, Roberta, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Martha, your voice sounds like me because I don't talk very much.
Okay. Well, I talked a lot yesterday. That's what wiped me out. But Okay. Did you hear the good news? I am so excited. Maddie and Dominic got to sleep through the whole night. Is that hot or what? I mean, can you imagine? For weeks now, they've been going to bed like at 10:30. They've been getting up at like 1:30 to take the dog out. And then the other one gets up at 4:30 to take the dog out. And poor Dominic said, well, I can get up and then go back to bed and go to sleep. But poor Maddie can't go back to sleep, you know? And it's like, and then Maddie hadn't been working in her office upstairs. She works at home. She's been working in the dining room because the dog has temper tantrums and all that. But anyway, that's all done. Did you hear them say she enjoyed her pen? She loves her pen. She's tuned in. I'm just so excited. I just love seeing all of this, you know, come together all together and so quickly. I just saw them yesterday afternoon, and they got the first night's sleep since they got her at 9 weeks. Woohoo! Okay,
well,
enough of that.
I'm cheering for you.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's why my voice is gone, but it was worth it. So anyway, you are calling. We've been talking to you about Tuck, who is your relatively new dog in your life. How old is Tuck now?
His birthday was the first part of April, so he's a year and a month and a half or something like that.
Okay. And what breed is Tuck for everybody?
He's a miniature Aussie. I got him neutered on April, poor guy, April Fool's Day. Bad timing, but good
timing. What a deal.
All right. So what's going on with Tuck? And what do you need help with today?
Well, I just kind of wanted to check in, have Dr. Nels work on him. I put him in a 2-week board and train, which is breaking the bank, but it's worth it. He's a lot better. I still have some issues to deal with barking. I think I'm going to use an e-collar to kind of remind him he shouldn't be, excessively barking. But he is a lot better behaved around other dogs, although I they trained him in the prong collar, and so I do use that. But I take him in the stores, and he walks like he's been doing it forever.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And it's good. I'm just chiming in for all of you that heard prong collar and said,
yep.
Oh, those are horrible. You need to know the only reason that everybody thinks they're horrible is because nobody knows about the extensive research that was done in Europe decades ago. Okay. and they tested all the collars available at the time. This was back in the 90s. Flat, regular buckle collar, training collar, which is the chain collar, prong collar, which is the pinch collar. And they had birth to death studies of tons and tons of dogs in these groups. And in each group, they only wore the one type of collar their whole lives for everything. All right, well, on post-mortem, when these dogs all died, only one group had zero cervical neck damage. Want to guess which one it was?
The prong collar.
And it has to do with the energy, and we're talking energy today. With a flat collar, choke chain, any kind, another collar, when you jerk on it, the energy of the jerk goes straight to the cervical spine and jolts it. With a pinch collar, because of the design, if you pop the collar with the leash, the energy goes around the neck. It doesn't go in. And that's why it doesn't damage the spine. That's why the more benign version would be a martingale collar, which is the same design but doesn't have the prongs. It has a fabric collar. So a martingale would be the first step, then a prong collar. But that's excellent that you're using it. Don't be afraid of it. It's the safest collar you can train with.
Well, and I didn't want to, I mean, people can abuse those, and I wanted someone to train him on the collar that knows how to use it, is not going to be abusive, and that can teach me, because I didn't want to try it on my own. And I
Excellent.
Think it's actually better than the chain, because I had a gal come out and say, oh, I can board and train your dog, and she started out with a chain, and, you know, he reacted like somebody had stabbed him in the side.
The choke chain collar?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. See, that trainer needs to be educated because they're damaging cervical spines if they're still using training collars or choke chains. That is very wise advice. Everybody, you need to know, I professionally trained dogs for 20 years before I learned how to use prong collars properly. So there is an education process, and I don't recommend you do it on your own. You need someone to teach you how to do it properly. All right, yeah. Now it looks like Dr. Nels has let us chat on here, and he's been tuning in to Tuck. So you're working on Tuck?
I don't believe in wasting time. I get right to it, and yes, I've got Tuck just about balanced. There was a little fight or flight that needed to get sorted out, but I guess I could happily say that I don't feel like his neck was screwed up. Speaking of the prong collar versus the other thing, as a person who's very interested in the spine, I see a lot of dogs with bad necks because
yeah. mm-hmm.
of what's gone on in their early life. Being tied out is horrible. People, number one thing you should not be doing, and I know people are going to just wince at this, those extendo leash things with the button you can push to stop it extending.
Flexi leads, retractable leashes, yep. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, okay. Horrible.
Yeah. Okay, well, so why don't you like them?
Because I see all the time the dog will run out to the end of the leash, but not quite. They'll run out a certain amount, and the person will push the button to get control of their dog.
And it's the jerk at the end.
Yeah.
The jerk. Okay.
It's wrecking their necks. I've had paralyzed dogs I've had to clear up because of those darn things.
So that would, but see, that also would be amplified if that retractable leash is attached to a flat collar.
Exactly.
Or a chain collar. That jolt could be minimized energetically if the retractable leash were attached to a martingale collar.
Right.
Or a prong.
Right.
But it also, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's not on my list of stuff people need to know about retractable leashes and collars. And that's a very good point. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's not that you have to throw your retractable leashes away, but you need to make sure that your dog either has the proper collars on so it won't damage their spine, but better yet, that you've taught them leash manners so they don't hit the end of that line and jerk themselves so badly. So it's good for training.
Yeah, so I only use a Flexi with his harness, and I started him out with a harness. I only have a collar on it.
All right, let's ask Dr. Nils. Yeah. Is a Flexi lead on a harness, Dr. Nils? Is that okay with you?
It is so much better. Yeah, okay. I don't really have a problem with that. It's that bolt jolt to the neck.
Okay, so that would be another one is maybe retractable leash on harness only would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Roberta, you want a session with Linda?
I would love one. Thank you.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Hi, Roberta. So I'm going to have you think about something that has been on your mind a lot lately. And just say, okay, when you've got it.
Got it.
All right. So set that aside and focus on the word dependable.
Okay.
Dependable and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and just looking straight ahead. And I'm going to have you do some of that square breathing. I think you remember how to do that. Inhaling, so forth. Yeah. Dependable 4.
All right, Roberta, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled you're looking straight ahead. And let's see. You're thinking dependable 4. Dependable 4. Dependable 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Roberta, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then returning to that thing you've been thinking about a lot lately. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable. All right. And then, Roberta, you're an old hat at this, so you know how to use your affirmation and stuff.
Yeah, I have to put it up so I look at it. Otherwise, I the other 60 million things are taken over. So, but, you know.
All righty. So are you good?
I'm good, and I appreciate this. I definitely thought that he could use a little reset after being 2 weeks away from his mom. Of course, I needed one because I was missing him so much. But you know, he went through a few little, you know, things he wasn't used to, so I figured he could need some help, and then me too. But, you know, I'm happy to have him back for sure.
Wonderful, and I'm glad you're doing so much better and that board and train paid off and all of that. So keep us posted, and thanks for calling Animal World. Stay cool
all right,
in the heat,
thank you,
too.
Guys, both all
all
of
right.
You.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye. All righty, Julie, you're going to have to hold on just a moment longer because we got to take care of advertisers before we run out of time. So everybody stay right where you are. We're going to Julie next, and Teresa will get to you, but probably not going to be till after the top of the hour, but we might get, no, that's possible we get to you before. We'll just have to see. So anyway, stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers, and Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, we've got another 15 minutes left in this hour of Animal World and another full hour to go. It is our healing show. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here, and we are going to go right back to the phones and try to catch up here. And, I guess we are... we're not going to quite yet go because Nathan can't do two things at the same time. Well, at least talk on the phone and load a phone up for us. So there we go. He's back with us. So we are ready to go back to the phones, Nathan, and we're going to welcome Julie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, and I think, and I'm tuned in, so I know we were expecting to hear from you today. So it's okay if I kind of fill everybody in on sort of what's going on?
Of course.
All right. So Julie is calling in and basically related to her Samoyed. I'm trying to remember how old she is.
She's one and a half.
One and a half. And her name is what?
Winnie.
And just so you all know, I saw Julie and her family and Winnie when she was a puppy. Okay. And it's real interesting with the timing, Dr. Nils and Linda, and I think Julie, you've already connected once with Dr. Nils, haven't you? Julie and I started this conversation earlier last week. When I saw them, I realized yesterday, Julie, when I did the session yesterday with Maddie and Dominic, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but we
I've
did
been
a
tuning in.
Okay, well, the people I saw yesterday with Birdie, the puppy,
mm-hmm.
the female, was like, and I told him out loud, I said, I don't think there's any coincidence with this that I just heard from my client and this Samoyed puppy and know now what's going on with her at a year and a half, as opposed to when I saw them when they were a puppy. I think that Birdie could have ended up the same way that Winnie has.
Yeah. It was interesting because as I was hearing the story,
yeah.
We were that family, and
yeah.
we saw you when Winnie was maybe about 12, 13 weeks. She was not crate trained. She was not sleeping in her crate. She was barking all night long. She was having potty issues. And so you helped us. She was, get her in her crate. She finally accepted her crate. There were many, many sleepless nights. I think we were going, several weeks without sleep. And finally, she, after we saw you, the very, very next night, she accepted her crate. It was exactly that same situation.
Yeah. So you see, and I want everybody, I'm taking the time to tell you all this because this is how stuff works in my life. I think is how it works in Nell's life and Linda's life. You know, the things, we are guided in what we do and we attract to ourselves what we need to learn and grow from. We have to pay attention. Okay, well, I'm in this session yesterday, I'm going, and I just had to say, yikes, that's what's going on here. I was talking to, I got all this from Julie this last week about the Samoyed, so I could lay the law down with you guys here and Birdie. You need to stay with this, you need to stick with it, and if she starts to regress, you need to call me immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the problem here, folks. I went, it was a similar situation. I went, worked with Julie and her family. We fixed everything. Okay. But, you know, raising a puppy's like, you know, process like raising a kid. And, you know, I give free unlimited phone follow-up privileges. And I always tell everybody, I assume you're fine unless you let me know you need more. But there's always more we can do. And I can coach you for free over the phone. But something broke down and Winnie started to regress. And I didn't hear about it until like last week. She's now a year and a half old. Pardon me?
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Yep. So now they're calling me because she's a year and a half old. Now, she is not spayed yet. And remember, and this is complicated for many reasons because, you know, it's recommended to wait longer now. And Julie's under contract with a breeder that says she has to wait till the dog's 2 years old. An unspayed female can be a real, excuse me, but this is what we call them, bitch. Okay. And I refer to that when they're unspayed because they're more like that. I mean, that's the technical word for a female dog, but they really can be that way, especially in these later teenage stages and stuff. It would be ideal to spay her, but Julie's under contract with the breeder. She also might want to show Winnie and so forth. So we're trying to work through this without spaying her. But we got a girl that is having temper tantrums and, hates the crate again and screams and yeah, and all of this. Anyway, it's a total disaster going on. So Julie checked in and we've been communicating a bunch during the week, but the first thing I had them do besides what we've been talking about them doing was connecting her with Nell's to find out what's going on with Miss Winnie. And her nervous system and stuff. But it was very interesting because Julie told me, Dr. Nell's, kind of what you picked up about Winnie. And man, did you get a absolutely great read on her. Because I think you said, you know, she thinks she's in charge and she's real stubborn, bossy sort of thing. But that kind of catches us up. So anything you want to add at this point, Dr. Nell's?
Well, yeah, when I tuned in, I could definitely sense the fight or flight type issue engaged, and the hormones don't help.
Right.
And so then Julie and I tried to get together. We did a Zoom call, but Winnie was having nothing of it right then. It's going to take more than just Julie on that end and me on this end. We're going to get Preston involved.
That's a husband involved. Yeah.
So we can get a little more control because otherwise, Winnie just wants to walk off. It's like, no, not today. This is not for me. So I think we'll be able to get that. We've got all set up for getting some work done in the coming week here. In the meantime, I think we can soften her up with the peer energy work on the fight or flight system reset. So
yeah. So now you're going to work on Winnie now.
Yeah.
And do the regular thing. And hopefully, Julie, that's going to help a lot. And then you're going to follow up this week. But I'm really feeling like I think, and remember, Julie, I want to remind myself and Nels and everybody, remember when Nels tuned into Birdie, the puppy from yesterday, remember, mm-hmm. You said this is more of a flight than we should see with a puppy and all of that. See, I think if you'd have tuned into Winnie when she was a puppy, you might have found something really similar with her, because I think it's a very similar situation.
Yeah.
But it's really good that Nels and you are connected and you'll be following up with this, because I think the work that Nels can do for Winnie and you guys and getting all of that, the nervous systems and all of the physical bodies balanced, is what's going to help the behavior stuff then work with her. So I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to resolve this without you having to spay her until you're ready to do that. But it's an ongoing process. So, Julie, you'd like a session with Linda, is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, so Nels is going to tune in and work on Winnie, and I am turning Julie over to Linda. You're in charge.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, I'm going to have you just bring into your mind something that you know you've been thinking about a lot lately, and just let me know when you've got that.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, yep. That is perfect. Keep thinking about that. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of trust.
Okay.
And then we're going to add the number 2. So now you're just thinking trust, 2. Your eyes are going to stay open, and you're going to roll your open eyes to the left just as far as you comfortably can. And take a deep breath into the abdomen and hold your breath in as long as you can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Rolled open eyes are rolled to the left, thinking trust, 2.
All right, Julie, you've got your eyes open, and you are rolling your eyes over to the left. You've taken in a deep breath, and you're holding it as long as you comfortably can, but release the breath and replace it whenever you need to. Thinking trust, 2. Trust, 2. Trust, 2.
Perfect, Julie. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring what you were thinking back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation that's going to be most helpful to you is, I embrace the feeling of trust. I embrace the feeling of trust. And as you're thinking that, just letting your awareness come onto your physical body.
All right. And then, as you said, the affirmation will be the most powerful for the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say, Julie, you should be saying this affirmation 3 times in a row, 3 times a day, for at least the next 3 days. Yeah. Is that the right instructions, Linda?
Yes, and if you can't say it out loud, just really think it, and just very important in the moments that you're thinking it or saying it to notice how your body is in that moment.
All righty. Okay, so Julie, now let's see, Nels, are you still working on?
I just finished up.
Wow, so that's a lot of work she needed.
Yeah, she had quite a few little points I had to connect there. And in fact, it was really interesting to me. The very first pair of points I connected on the side of her right side of her neck and a couple inches behind her right shoulder on the ribs. I started with that and I finished with that, which is kind of unusual. So wow. I don't know what to say about it other than there was really something going on energetically on those 2 points. But there was several on each side of the body that needed connections needed to be made. So I'm looking forward to giving her a good follow-up this week.
Okay. All right. So we're up against the top of the hour, Julie, so we've got to wrap it up. But if we need to talk, we can talk after the show. Do you think we need to connect this afternoon?
No, let's see how it goes, and then
okay.
I'll keep you posted, and then I'm talking
great.
With Dr. Nels on Wednesday. So
right, everything's in motion. Great. So you just call me when you got something to report or need something from me, okay?
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It,
God bless. Bye-bye.
For sure.
All righty, that's going to mean that Teresa and Bettina, you guys get to hold over and love train with us before we get to your phone calls, because we got to wrap up this hour number two. And it's time to get on that love train one more time and get a little exercise and our energy flowing for the day. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, and you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and come cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. The animal world continues. More phone calls right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.